Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In 2020, we saw what happens when Christians turn out in large numbers to cast well-informed votes. In Montana, conservatives gained large majorities in the House and Senate. We also elected not just the first Republican governor in 16 years, but a conservative governor willing to take the heat and sign the tough bills. We also elected a staunch conservative attorney general willing to defend those bills. It was a dream come true for conservatives and a nightmare for liberals. Now, just 1 year later, Election Day is upon us once again, and the question is, will Christians show up to vote? Granted, it's not a big election. There are no presidents or governors on the ballot, but next Tuesday is Election Day just the same, and many of the questions on the ballot will affect voters more directly than a president or member of Congress. That's because we're voting on local issues, and politics, for the most part, is always local. Rather than missile defense or foreign trade, this election will focus on who fixes the potholes in your streets or how fast snow gets removed after a big storm. Will there be enough firefighters or police officers to respond to emergencies? And when they arrive, will they have the right equipment to get the job done? Just this week, sheriffs took down a large drug ring operating out of a building across the highway from our farm. Thank goodness for first responders. All across Montana, voters will elect mayors and city council members, and they'll also vote on a myriad of ballot issues. The citizens of Billings will vote to tighten restrictions on the sale and distribution of recreational marijuana. The citizens of Yellowstone County will decide whether or not to add a 3% local option sales tax to recreational and medical marijuana. All across Montana, similar issues are on the ballots, and they'll affect us in real and tangible ways. There's just one catch. Some counties are holding mail-in only elections, meaning that the polls won't be open. If that's the case in your county, then your ballot should be mailed by today, Friday, October 29th, tomorrow by the latest, because your ballot must arrive by Tuesday to be counted. You can also drop off your ballot in person at your county elections office up until Tuesday. When it comes to mailing in ballots, the rule is the earlier the better, and time is running out. As a reward for your efforts, your vote will count more than it usually does, because the turnout in off-year elections is always so low. In some off-year school mill levy elections, the turnout can be as low as 7 or 8%. That means those who do vote have a much larger impact. So what's the bottom line? Tuesday's election will decide local issues that affect you and your family in personal and tangible ways. And because of historically low voter turnout in off-year elections, your vote will count more than it normally does. So what are you waiting for? When Christians vote, they make a huge difference. So please, mail in your ballot today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.